Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Free, coming to you live from Koreatown, New York City. That's right, Shakira. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. You send them in, we read the emails. It's Friday now. Tap those feet, get your ha's ready. We take your emails. You've got your problems. We solve them here on the J Train Podcast. Boom, boom, boom. Ha, ha, ha. That's you, you. Feather Nation Studios is to capacity here at the Virtual Comedy Network. Very excited. Very good to have you back. We want to thank you. Thank you, the listener. Shakira, thank you, Shakira. You're right. I want to say something before we get started, okay? It's February... What's the date today? The 7th. It's a Friday episode.
Yep.
Right, Shelby?
Big Friday.
The Big Friday episode. I want to make an announcement.
Go.
January was our biggest listening month to date.
Wow.
A new record. Hit that bell. That's right. Yeah, the kids at Feather Nation Studios are very excited. Very excited. It's huge. It's huge. And we have you to thank. Stop. Please. Please. Okay. I know. I'm trying. I'm doing a lot of work. I know. I travel a lot, and I do a lot of, you know, it's been hard work that it's really paying off, but no, thank you. But it's a team effort, okay? We put out the goods, you, nom, 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 eat up the goods, you look to a friend and you go, you know, you let them know how much you like it. Do you know everything gets, yeah, Shelby's played it 1,000 times. That's from the Super Bowl last weekend. You know that's like a, there's a word for that call that she did? That was a cultural moment for people.
Yeah, if you say so.
I know for a fact it was on Twitter. So Shakira, like people were like, so that is like, if you Google it right now, there's a name for what she did. Because we don't want to be insensitive. So her doing it on the Super Bowl was like, thank God. Finally, I've been recognized. Like, it's like...
Oh, Rob! That's amazing!
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable.
It wasn't a rooster blowjob?
It was, no. And it's funny because people are making... Like, people are using it for memes, and for some people, that is like, that is the call of happiness for my people. Like, you know, like, people are really...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a big deal for, I think, Islamic people.
Guest, okay. Chiming in early.
Yeah, So the Super Bowl happened. Shakira got it going. But we want to thank you, listeners. This is our biggest month to date. But I'm not done. I don't know if you can tell. I'm not on the cover of any magazines yet. I'm not. Yeah, it might be our biggest month today, but that doesn't mean it's over yet. I need you to tell a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister. That's how this whole thing works. Nip at someone's side. I need you to be annoying. Tell someone. Tell a friend. Let them know. And we're putting out video stuff. And you know, that's the easiest way to get someone involved. Because on Instagram, we're putting out the videos of what we're doing here. And I think it's getting people more interested. I think people are getting more involved because of those videos because they're funny. So tag someone who has a similar situation that they brought up to you. If someone said to you, hey, oh my God, I hooked up with a guy who has a girlfriend and is engaged. Go back to our episode with fucking Jim Twos, and we put up a whole video where we're doing, you know, there's money going into this. We have effects. There was There was a whole Baton Rouge scene we put up there.
Some real, real work going on.
Yeah.
Some real CGI.
We got Jerry Bruckheimer shit going on here. So, also on that note, we're on YouTube. I need you to subscribe on YouTube. The link is in the description right now. Shelby put the link in the description. You can subscribe on YouTube. Feather that YouTube. I need you to feel it, want it, own it, love it. Okay? You might be looking at me going, I don't use YouTube. Okay. But just subscribe. Click the link and get it done. Let's get that shit done. Okay? So get subscribed on YouTube. If you're listening right now, we got shows coming up. Nashville, Nashville, Nashville. I'm coming to your town for Valentine's Day weekend. Okay? Get the group chat. Let's make it happen. The shows have been...
Lock the door and turn the lights down low.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Lock them doors because J-Train is bringing the Haas. Nashville, Nashville. That's a week from today, people. Nashville, then San Diego. San Diego on the 21st. That's my birthday weekend. Yeah. You know what would be a good gift?
Me too.
Coming to the show. Is it your birthday weekend? Are you just trying to outdo me? What's going on?
We're both... Aquarius. Well,
what's your birthday?
Aquarius. You're over it.
I'm over the Aquarius. Yeah, I'm Pisces. What's your birthday? February 20th?
18th.
The 18th. Good to know. Putting in my calendar right now.
Mm-hmm.
As should all of you.
I'm on the cusp.
You are on the cusp. Well, we're both cusp.
That's what my mommy says.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. you still go with mommy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I found out what...
We learn something new about Shelby every episode. Hot water. He drinks hot... Bring that out. Show that to our guest. Hot... That's what how he takes his water.
No lemon?
The lemon's been brought up to me.
been made aware.
I've heard of lemon.
Yeah, he's heard of lemon.
I found what Shakira's deal was.
Okay.
It's Zagruta.
Zagruta. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is an Islamic thing, right?
Yes, apparently her father's Lebanese, so...
So, in Lebanon, this is... read the definition.
It says she was doing a traditional Zagruta, which often referred to in English as ululation. The practice is a vocal noise used in Arabic culture to denote celebrations at events like weddings and parties.
So, to me, that's the Arabic version of yee-haw. Right?
<Yeah. laughs>
I don't mean to demean, but like if someone in Lebanon was like, yeah, we're doing what you guys would do, a yeehaw, I wouldn't be insulted. You know, I'm not a yeehaw guy. I guess the Southwest is who they'd be insulted. I don't know. It's not, but that's what I guess it is.
It could be like a Yas.
Yeah,
well.
Yas Queen. Yeah. The that's the gay version, or the
Brooklyn
version. I don't know.
I know what I have to say about it.
What do you have? Yeah, yeah, Shelby. That's Shelby's version of it. But it's so funny because people like online, like anyone can get mad at anything. They're just like, let me bring on today's guest. Very excited to have him, an OKP. Mike Cannon, thank you for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
Very happy to have you.
It's exciting. New studio.
We can all breathe a sigh of relief. It's a guest we've heard before.
That's right. Mike Cannon, at I am Mike Cannon on Instagram. He's tagged up on my Instagram. Yeah, new studio. We're here at Virtual Comedy Network at Nomad Works. It's a group workplace. Is that what we would call it?
Sure.
Yeah. What? A shared workspace.
Yeah.
If you're out there with a podcast or something of that nature, this is a studio you the listener could maybe use.
Oh, no kidding.
For a price.
Uh-huh. It's not free.
Yeah, well, but I know a lot of people will message me. I'm sure they message you being like, hey, I'm trying to get this and this and this started.
Yeah.
Well, here's your contact info. Go to, I tag Virtual Comedy Networks in my Instagram post. So there's a road that you can walk down.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what you're going to do with that road. Maybe you see that road and you go, oh, I don't know. No, I'm not going to go. But maybe you see that road and you go, that's the one I'm going to walk. Go for it. So, Mike Cannon, so happy to have you here. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did, yeah. It was the first one with the baby.
You have a baby.
I have a baby.
We talked about it last time you were here.
I think so, yeah.
How's it going?
It's going great. He's
great.
The best. Yeah, he's 6 months. He's like doing human things now, and he's lovable.
What humans? He has a personality yet?
A little bit of a personality. Yeah. He's laughing his ass off. He's like crawling a little bit, you know, rolling,
smashing.
Are
you sleeping?
Yeah, yeah. He sleeps like 12 hours a night.
So he's sleeping, you're feeling good.
Yeah, I mean, feeling good and sleeping is a completely separate thing. But okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Fair. And you brought him to the Super Bowl.
Brought him to the Super Bowl. He met my other friend's babies. They got started much earlier than us, so they're like, you know, 3 to 7.
That's a weird thing that women do. Are you dealing with the woman going, put them next to each other. Look at, they're fucking now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. There's everybody wants to sexualize a baby, and it makes me real uncomfortable.
It's
dude.
Weird.
Like, look at your son. He's flirting. And I'm like, no, he's just meeting people for the first time. It's like, he's not trying to bang.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's also... That's
put those two babies next to each other.
That's a product of, like, the only thing a man wants out of a woman baby is to fuck it, I guess. It's like, no, the kid's just being nice to another kid.
Yeah, your baby's going to sit next to my baby. And look how they're touching hands. I know they didn't mean to do it.
Yeah.
But put the hand. Mike, put your baby's hand on my baby's hand. Let's... Now graze my baby's arm with your baby's hand. Like, it always feels like it's the... person's lack of sexuality being put like, ooh, their foot, look at these two.
Yeah, and not to mention my kid has
boyfriend,
very,
girlfriend.
He has very finite motor skills, so his caress is just a closed fist across another kid's face.
Yeah, he's been canceled already.
Yeah, sure.
It'd be funny to cancel a baby.
He's been baby me too.
Yeah, your baby was supposed to be the good boyfriend of my baby, and then he hit my baby, and now, hey, he's not going to get a job in Hollywood again.
Yeah, he's going to have a rough time getting
it's
a
over.
Production job.
Mike Cannon right now is doing what we're all doing, okay? I need people. We're going to get to the emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. You can go follow Mike Cannon on Instagram @IamMikeCannon. Mm-hmm. And here's what all the comics are doing. We're taking our lives into our own hands.
Yeah,
we're going and doing Feather Nation Studio. We're doing a podcast. We're starting a YouTube. We're getting you to subscribe. And we're finding ways to get the word out to you in ways you can pay that don't include money.
Yeah.
And we hope and pray that these lead to money down the yellow brick road. But for you, the listener, like when I ask people to subscribe on YouTube, you don't know how important that is to us.
Right.
When I ask you to go on, do, you know, listen to the album for the on the Spotify that you're already paying for, you go, well, this didn't cost me anything. You don't understand how important that is to comedians.
Yeah.
And Mike Cannon has a new child. Let me bring up the child.
A mouth to feed.
He's got a mouth to feed. He also has a stand-up special that he's put on YouTube, and you can go watch for free right now, and we'll have
that's something. That's big stuff.
Yeah, Mr. President, it's true.
Thank you, Donald.
So listen, if you're listening right now, the link is in the description of the episode. Shelby, can we do that?
Of course.
Let's put the link in the description.
Appreciate it.
You can go find it. It's youtube.com/MikeCannonComedy, or you go to his Instagram. It's in the link in the bio. You
it's
go to his
over.
Twitter. It's all over. It's all over his stuff. The reason he has it all over his stuff is so that you will find it as easily as possible and become a subscriber to him and his comedy. And I can tell you right now, the special's hilarious. I watched it.
Oh, thanks.
It is. I don't want to besmirch or demean other specials out there, but like, you know, some people aren't, you know, going on Netflix for other reasons than them being funny.
Yeah.
So like, funny doesn't get you on Netflix all the time. There might be other reasons. I'm not going to go into those reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is what made the Joker mad.
That's exactly
he didn't
right.
have a Netflix special, but. Cannon took his life into his own hands, and he was like, listen, I'm going on YouTube. We're going to put the special up, and I'm going to find a whole crew of people that we come into your comedy, right? That's the whole premise.
Plus, also, if it doesn't do well, you could just cut off the second part of that sentence, and you could just say, Cannon took his life. But yeah, it's a
that'll be your memorial.
Exactly. Yeah. It's I got my favorite comedians to do little bit parts in it. You know, Colin Quinn, Jim Norton, Bobby Kelly,
it's
Keith Robinson, Voss. Yeah, I mean, these guys I've looked up to, you know, since before I even started comedy. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they agreed to be a small part of the special is pretty great.
And the special's hilarious. So all of you go on YouTube, Mike Cannon Comedy on YouTube, or at I Am Mike Cannon on Instagram. Go watch the special. Go be a part of it. And like, just that, and I try to like, I want to inform the listeners, because I know a lot of people here, like, it's your first time involved with, you know, like, this isn't a comedy, inside comedy baseball podcast, but this is everything now. This is everything you're dealing with. Like, there's a reason that Kendall Jenner put Stormy's birthday on Instagram.
Right.
There's a reason, okay? And this will be the reason also for the...
It's to keep custody.
Yeah. Well, this is the class war that's coming. It's because of Stormy's birthday.
I agree.
Like, we don't need to see Stormy's birthday with mascot heads of Stormy.
Right.
Like, her birthday cost over $1 million. There's no question, right? Well, I mean, I don't know if they've calculated the cost or they've put that number out there, but...
Yeah, it's like people around.
It's like a freshly built amusement park every year.
Yeah, there's something, and she's three. So, like, Google this. If you don't know what I'm talking about, like, this is, like, I know this is not, like, important information for people to know, but I saw Stormy's birthday, and I was like, this is going to be what people reference after the world is rubble, because we all killed each other over, you know, class differentiation.
Yeah.
It's not... the upper middle class, that's the problem. It's not your friend going to Tulum on their vacation.
Yeah.
It's Stormy having a $1 billion birthday that you go, well, why don't...
This is what radicalizes you.
Right. This is this is the radicalization. I do believe that. And I do...
You know, they're drinking mud water in Michigan. And this lady has like the cheat code to NBA Jam where everybody has a huge head.
It's crazy.
I have the deets.
Of the birthday. So, but what I'm saying is there's a reason Kendall puts this online. It's because, one, she's either getting it all for free, and this is all for promotion. That's how she's getting it out there. Or this keeps you talking about Kendall, and it makes her, she gets more viewers on her Instagram
story. It's Kylie. It's the billionaire.
It's Kylie.
It's Kylie.
Or Kylie gets more viewers on her Instagram stories. More viewers means more numbers. More numbers mean more sponsors. More sponsors mean more Fit Day.
Yeah.
So it all goes together. Like, so Mike Cannon, in his own small way, is trying to get you to subscribe.
I'm throwing a Stormy birthday party online.
So what's the details, Shelby?
Well, the entrance, just insane off the bat.
You walk through Stormy's mouth to get to the carnival.
Just like, talking about sexualizing a baby.
Listen, a lot of people would be lucky to marry that baby. Fucking tons of dough.
It's just like her dad, the rapper Travis Scott, he had the same thing in his tour. So that it looks like it's the size of a building.
Yeah. It's the size of a building. It's a Stormy
Astro World thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Do we have a cost on that?
Astronomical.
No, astronomical. So listen, we're here with Mike Cannon. So this is what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to impart the economy of this thing, because I do The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And when I yell at The Bachelor on TV, the whole idea is like, I'm giving you something funny that you'll be like, I gotta follow this guy so that I maybe go to a live show.
Totally.
Gonna be in Nashville, gonna be in San Diego, gonna be coming to Laugh Boston, jaredfree.com, jaredfree.com, jaredfree.com. But that's like the whole point.
Of course.
It's a trickle-down economy of sorts, in a different way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I do The Bachelor, there'll be people that will DM me, this is fucking hilarious, and I'll like creep over their account, and it says they don't follow me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I'll go, I'll write back. I'll be like, you forgot to follow. And then they'll write to me like, oh, begging for followers. It's like, no, I just gave you funnies.
For free.
For free.
Yeah.
You're ignoring the economy of this whole situation. Mm-hmm. Someone could listen to this and go, stop crying, Jared. I get that side of it, but I'm saying, understand that you're ignoring the economy that has changed over time.
Right.
There's a currency to likes. There's a currency to subscribing. There's a currency to following. Same with this podcast.
If you don't follow, it's like dropping a dollar into a homeless cup, but taking every other amount of money that he has in there.
Making change.
Yeah,
that's exactly what you're doing. You're making change in the homeless cup. Oh, you're like dropping a one. You're going, you don't have four quarters? Oh, okay. I'm going to have to take back that. Thanks for the help.
I get that all the time. I mean, people are literally tweeting like, this is brilliant. Mike Cannon does it again. Like, yeah, that they've been following me. They'll reference and quote me, and I look and they don't follow, and it's like what has a guy got
to
do?
Someone used my tweet that I put on Instagram to promote their new business.
Oh, fun.
And it was a business that my tweet jokingly created. So, like, the premise was there should be, like, a dating app that blankety blankety blank. Sure. And then they were like, well, we've started a new app. And then the first post on their new app is my tweet. And I'm
they
like,
should cut you in.
I messaged a guy. I was like, hey, where's my consulting fee? Right. That's what I said. Yeah. And, like, I'm half joking because, like, that's not why we did it. We did this to be funny for money. That's sure. the reality. So this podcast is a part of that. So, like, it's more like, hey, admit to it. Just admit to it. Yeah. And this trickles down to you, the listener. This isn't just me. Because you, the listener, if we don't admit to the importance of likes, then your friend who goes on Facebook and says, hey, everybody, live a blessed day, gets to do that. They get to do that. Because then they don't, the hey, everyone have a blessed day person is doing that without admitting to that they're doing that for their own likes.
Of course.
That's the thing. When you don't...
What, do you think they're selflessly spreading positivity?
No.
No.
You wouldn't spread positivity if a like didn't happen.
They want themselves to have a blessed day by receiving a like for telling you to have a blessed day.
There's the game, people. So if we don't admit to these things, fucking asshole, blessed asshole wins.
Some chick with a perfect ass looking at the sunset.
Yeah.
gets a million likes.
This is all to say, subscribe to Mike Cannon's YouTube.
Right.
He's got the special out. It's called Life Begins.
Easily shareable. YouTube. Just send the link around.
It's really good and hilarious. It's gonna brighten your day.
Appreciate it.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
Oh, hell yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsored people. Speaking of money, but the reason we have the sponsor is because you guys have subscribed. So I'm preaching to a choir of a certain choir, but I'm just saying, let's admit to it. Let's stop living in fucking unreality.
Yeah, people that be.
That's right, Shakira.
People that pretend that they don't need money to do this are actually insane, and you're doing it a disservice.
You're doing the world a disservice. Blue Chew people.
Oh, hell yeah.
Speaking of servicing, Blue Chew, Blue Chew, Blue Chew. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? This is one of those funny things where it's like you want to do the ad, but also you don't want to like be like, no, I'm still fucking.
Right? It doesn't take me that long to rebound.
No. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable, okay? So it's a chewable performance increaser.
Oh, yeah.
It has the same FDA. That's right. For your kid to get going with that other baby. First chewable with the same FDA approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So, you know Viagra, you know Cialis. This is a chewable version of that, and you can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. So, you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. So, if you're out there.
This is the future people dreamed of.
We've been praying for this future. Blessed.
Mm-hmm.
We're all blessed. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians. You don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in the line of the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in discreet packages. So listen, this is kind of the dream. You're sitting there. You're like, I can't get it up as well as I used to get it up. I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't want to have to like spend my time in my day going to the doctor, waiting in a waiting room. No, you go online, you speak with a licensed physician, and they suit you up, okay? Yeah. And now you're in the bedroom, and you're a fucking hero.
And discreet packaging? I mean, the Viagra and Cialis, they send you a box that say, this man's dick is a failure. So this is pretty great.
Yeah, this says, on the front is just a big, hard, erect penis. No, it's discreet. It's discreet. Right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. Get your first shipment free when you use special promo code JTrain. Just pay $5 shipping. So you're gonna get the goods for free. You just pay the $5 shipping. So BlueChew.com, promo code JTrain. That's BlueChew.com, promo code JTrain to try it for free. BlueChew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Meeting the parents.
Oh man, I'm so friggin' horny.
That's right. The only way to take care of that was with some Blue Chew.
Goddamn right.
meeting the parents. So you are married with a baby, with child.
With child.
I've been a longtime listener and Patreon subscriber. Love all your content. I'll get right to it. I'm in my first serious long-term relationship. Lots of thanks to your advice. Ha ha ha. I'm really happy with him and love spending time with him. My parents live out of state, so over the holidays, we made the trip up, and they loved him. But now it's my turn to meet his parents next weekend, and I have to admit, I'm pretty nervous. What's your best advice for meeting the parents for the first time, making a great first impression? We'll be staying with them for a couple of nights. What should I bring with me as a housewarming gift? Should I bring wine? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can never go wrong with wine. Right? Like, yeah. That seems like the
I guess the meet the parents response, like if everything was to go wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
The parents go, we're alcoholics.
Yeah, find out beforehand if they're
like flowers is a really unoffended
thing.
And also flowers allow you to have style.
True.
So it allows you to like connect with the mom a little bit. I think
don't go to a gas station either. Get like proper
good flowers, good bottle of wine. You know, wine is one of those things, at least with flowers, you look at it and you go, I thought these were beautiful. So it's a little bit of your personality.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a little bit, you're like, I love purple. So I wanted to get you know what I mean? You don't have to say, I don't think you go to the mall and go, I love purple. Here's your flower. I don't think you do that.
As you're wearing earmuffs.
What happened? Where did you find this girl? No, but you go and you go, like, this is something I chose because I thought it was beautiful, or an arrangement that I thought was beautiful. So that, I think when wine, it's kind of like, wine's a good idea. I'm just, you got to bring something. But flowers to me is like is something that gets you, because the dad. Who are you more worried about, the mom or the dad? With
me personally, the mom. When I would go meet, you know, girls that I've dated or whatever, their parents, I'd instantly, and not in a I want to get them to want to fuck me way, but I would turn on that almost like job interview charm.
Yeah.
Where you get them to want to, like, you know, just be comfortable with you, and you're making direct eye contact. I think that's like a huge thing that is missing these days is like actual ocular eye contact.
Yeah.
Because people just like get real Asperger's and just like kind of, you know, float off into the corners.
And they're looking at their phone.
Yeah.
And they're getting in the, I'm with you. I think, especially, here's the problem for women.
Mm.
If I could speak to women.
You can. You've earned it.
To them. Where the ladies at? Where the ladies at? Where the ladies at? It is really tough to meet. The relationship moms have with their son is so fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, they are, and I, you know, I'm speaking from my own, like, just like the ways moms are like, are protective of sons. Sons can do no wrong.
It's a romantic relationship without the sex.
It really is. Yeah. And it's like, because I guess you're the version, you're the like the guy that you're they fell in love with.
Yeah.
That the, like you're the age and the look of the guy. Like you look like your dad. Right? You know, like you're your dad, but like you know, you're the Irishman. You know, in the Irishman when they make them like
aging technology.
The aging. Yeah. You're the aging technology of your dad.
A weird way to look at it. That when you're of adult age but young, you are your dad when your mom wanted to fuck him.
Yeah.
Oof.
So you're dealing with that, plus they grew you like a plant. You're seeing that with the baby right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So they wipe the ass of the thing that they are kind of into.
Right.
So for women, it's really hard. Like for a guy coming into a girl's house, it's a little bit easier. I think it's easier because like you're almost the voice of reason in a lot of these things. Like the daughter's been fighting with the mom from day one. You know, they love each other, but they have these like, you know, they're like, but they like kind of talk shit on each other. And you come in, they're like, finally, someone's here to like fucking talk to me. Isn't she annoying?
If you're a dude and you can show that you don't hit her within the first 5 minutes, you're pretty much good.
But if you're a woman, it is way harder. It's what she wearing, what she doing. Does she, you know, my mom, I love my mom, but she's like one of those, she's fucking out of her mind.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, you know, like if the person is so not like her, it's as if I said no to her.
Oh my God, that's exactly right.
Right?
Holy shit, I've never even thought of that.
So if you're dating a woman that has no, like if my mom meets you and is like, I don't even recognize this person. Yeah. It's like, it's almost like I was like, fuck you, bitch. I'm going to the opposite. Like, it's really offensive.
I want the last pussy that I'm going to be in to be completely different than the first.
So this is, so I know this is probably making her more nervous than not, because we're like, watch out, you gotta fucking deal with a fucking a fucking jungle gym of emotions. But you are so
be prepared.
The dad, that's the other thing, the dad's fine. That's concentrate on mom, be cool with mom, be attentive to mom, make eye contact, get off your phone,
offer
bring
help.
Flowers, offer help. Don't make the room a mess, because it will not be blamed on the son.
Right.
That's something I've learned with my mom. Like, if I wake up in the morning and I, like, just toss the sheets out, she's like, oh, that's you're a slob. You're a fucking idiot. But if I have a girl sleep over and the sheets are everywhere the same way, she'll go, she doesn't even fucking, what's going on here?
Built-in misogyny on the mom's part. Yeah.
Big time.
Hell yeah.
And it's not fair.
No.
I'm just saying.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. So that's why you listen to this podcast, to get honest, you know, truth bombs.
Yeah.
So those are a couple things. Offer to help. That's all that stuff.
Don't be high maintenance. Make eye contact. Be personable. Be open to conversation. Don't try to get out of the conversation immediately.
Totally.
I've brought girls home to my house that, like, their number one priority was still me. And I'm like, no, you're fucking up. You have to show that you're socially interested in them and what they have to say, just for them to let you go back to me.
Yes, that's a huge thing. Yeah. And it's also, that also includes not fighting over small things with you. So if you, like, if your boyfriend's not hugging you enough during this weekend, and that's not because of you. That's because he's feeling a little weird, too, with his parents there. He doesn't know how to interact in this situation. Yeah. So you have to be okay. All the stuff with your boyfriend that's like, you know, ticky-tacky bullshit, don't have it out there, because they're not going to take your side. They're going to go, fuck, she's ruining dinner. The only thing I look forward to at this age is to eat.
Yeah. You know? Yes. And also, they want to be like, they want to see, they know you're having sex, but they want to see that, they want to forget that you're having sex.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
If you can be a loving relationship without them thinking about you inserting your penis into this woman, then that's a win.
Absolutely. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mike Cannon @IamMikeCannon on Instagram. Go follow, go follow, go follow. The special is on YouTube right now. The link is going to be in the description of this episode. Also, all over Mike's Instagram. It's there. It's funny. It's great. This is a compliment. I just a feather. No question or advice at the moment. I just have to send an email expressing how dope your podcast and you are.
Ooh.
All right, hold on. Let me unzip my pants.
I agree to it, by the way.
Let me get my nuts out. I've been listening for, I don't know, maybe 2 years now. Not sure. Feels like forever, to be honest. Well, that's not a compliment right away. This email is about you as a comedian, businessman, and overall entrepreneur.
Oh.
See, this is what I'm talking about in the beginning. I don't know. I don't want to get into this. This is I haven't read this already, so I'm almost embarrassed. I don't know where this goes. This is a feathering. So I want to thank. Sorry that was so long, but I feel like I bring you up in so many conversations, my friends, that you should know what kind of influence you're having on your listeners. I really appreciate it. I was a fan of the U Up show. I was at the U Up show in L.A., and will be at any comedy show you do when you're back. Oh, that is really...
Yeah.
That's the trickle-down we're talking about. This is exact... thank you.
Can I give a bit of an in-person feather to tag on to this? Because there's a lot of people that are trying to do what you do.
Sure.
Especially now. They're kind of jumping on a popular storyline and a podcast kind of thing. But you had set out to do this probably earlier. You found your lane. You found what you were good at. You found what you enjoyed talking about. And you have built something very impressive off of it. And it's something that, you know, comedians talk. And you're one of the exceptions where people are like, he built this thing, you know... And it's great.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm fully embarrassed, and
of course
I did bring this up myself, so I'm only me to blame. So I appreciate that. Let's do A Tale of Two Cities. Jared, I can only hope when I die I'll be reincarnated into a long wispy feather that lovingly grazes the seam of your nuts. That's amazing.
I mean, that's poetic.
That's me with my eyes rolling back into my head as I'm getting feathered. We've been dating long distance for about a year. I live in Salt Lake. Thanks for coming here a few weeks ago. Your show was fantastic. Ooh.
Nice.
And he's in New York City. Okay. Oof. I've done this flight. It's a direct flight. And it does go to LaGuardia, so that makes things easier on a lot of people. I've always wanted to be to live in New York City and feel like I can further my career there. The fact that he lives there, too, is a win-win. Okay. This past month, we've been talking more seriously about my move to the city. So I've started the job search. He's been extremely helpful by connecting me to his network there, sending me my resume to people at different companies, and even emailing over jobs I might be interested in. Something important to note is I've never asked him to do any of these things. I assume it's his way of helping, being helpful, and showing his care for me. I've been very receptive to following up with his tips, except for something recently. He knows a recruiter in NYC who's well-connected. Let's call him Tim. My boyfriend suggested I reach out to Tim asking for any leads, which I do. About 2 weeks go by, and I realize Tim never emailed me back, so I tell my boyfriend, and he recommends I follow up on the original email I sent to Tim. Easy enough. However, it had been such a busy week at work and with other interviews preps I was doing that it slipped my mind until he asked me last night on FaceTime if I had followed up with Tim. I told him I drafted an email but hadn't sent it, not thinking of it was a big deal. Boy, was I wrong. He seemed upset on the phone and then sent this long text after we hung up that seemed rather disproportionately hostile for the small misdeed of not sending an email, which makes me think there's other things going on in his mind that he's not communicating. I know I'm painting myself like the hero and he's the villain, but I'm really scratching my head as to why he lashed out, text attached. So I'm going to read his text. So basically, we all understand what's going on here.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
He's helping her find jobs so that she could move to New York City. That's where he lives. She's in Salt Lake. He sets her up with a recruiter. And then he says, follow up on the email. She doesn't send the email. And he gets mad. Here's his text. It's really frustrating to me that you've spent this last week watching TV every day instead of sending out that email. He really came in strong. Yeah. That would have taken you 2 seconds. You always get on me for not saying enough words of affirmation, but I think you take my actions for granted. I'm going out of town, out on a limb for you to call in favors, and not to mention the time I've spent looking for stuff for you to and talking to people. I understand your style of work is different, but I feel both disappointed and disrespected by the level of effort right now.
Oof.
She writes, thanks for being honest. I hope you know I appreciate your efforts. I've had other job related things that took up mental energy last week that I prioritized and felt like I was putting it in the effort. I don't tell you about every single job I applied for or person I reach out to myself, but maybe I can be more vocal in the future so you can see my effort more because it's there. This was one small thing that I feel silly I didn't do immediately, and I don't know, didn't know it meant so much to you. Otherwise, of course, I would have done it sooner. She writes, I'm trying my best, and I've been appreciative of his help, but I feel like he's trying to parent me when he gets upset over me doing something he asked. This is the first time he's been disappointed like this. Why do you think he's acting out, and what do you think I suggest I approach the inevitable conversation about this? Thanks for any help. P.S. I won't ask Classic Shelf for a look like, but I will say that I think he is, in the words of Lady Gaga, talented, brilliant, incredible, amazing, show-stopping, spectacular, never the same, totally unique. Okay.
Classic Shelb nails another one.
That's right.
Classic Shelb on Instagram.
Cannon, what do you think?
There's a couple things that could be going on here, right?
There's a lot. There's more that this is a iceberg situation.
Yeah.
Because on the top, on the tippity top,
He
seems too mad at the situation, but there's something in his message that I... What do you think?
Like, so I kind of... It depends. If they were FaceTiming all week and, like, she's in her jammies, on, you know, at night watching TV, then I understand frustration and be like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I'm trying to hook you up.
Sure.
And I'm trying to expedite the process of you moving here, and it's really frustrating that you're not necessarily taking it serious. Or... he could be really seeing how fast this is moving and seeing that you're serious to move to New York and subconsciously...
he's freaking out.
Freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, it's tough for me to say if it's the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does feel like she, the way she puts it, she's like, this guy's helping.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it feels like he's helping. Here's the problem when you help a loved one find a job. You also hear their complaints about the job search.
Yes.
So it's really frustrating to me that you've been spent the last week watching TV every day instead of spending it, which is a fucking strong opener. Mm-hmm. Instead of sending the email that would have taken up 2 seconds, you always get on me for not saying enough words of affirmation, but I think you take my actions for granted. That's something where the email, that's like one of those lines, I'm like, there's more being said here than, so here's the problem. If someone's going to be your job helper, you can't also let them know you're not being supportive enough.
Right.
So, like, it feels like he's bringing other fights into this fight. Like, he was, like, like he was just collecting things that annoyed him to, like, use against you in the moment that you disappointed him.
Right.
So, I don't think that's fair, but it also, when you're the one in need and you're the one asking for help and taking the help, there are times where you kind of have to go, no excuse.
Yeah.
You know, and when you don't, you know, especially when someone reaches out to someone who's a recruiter that you know, maybe they don't know as well as, you know, it's not their best friend. When you reach out to contacts, like, I'm taking his side a little bit more than she is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking his side because when you reach out to contacts, when you reach out to someone, like, on behalf of someone, you are now an investor in that person.
Yeah, you own stock.
You own stock, and it reflects badly on you. So if you say to someone, hey, so-and-so is going to be emailing. I'm going to send them your information. Then they go, great. And then they don't back up your text with their email. And then the person goes, hey, I haven't heard from blankety-blank. And then they go, they come to you.
Right.
You're the CEO of the person that doesn't work hard. Mm-hmm. So I think when you don't take the loss, he's going to bring in other things. We're going, hey, you always tell me that I'm not giving you enough support emotionally.
Right.
And then the time, and he's not dealing in emotion. He's going, here's three different times I've given you. He goes, here's a actionable thing I gave you, and you didn't back me up. Why would I? Now you're saying I'm not an emotional support?
And not to mention, you said you drafted it. So the hard part is over. All you have to do is take your finger and click.
Well, if someone said to me, hey, did you follow up with the person I told you to email? And I went, no, but it's been a tough week. Mm-hmm. I'd be annoyed.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
I mean, I've done that with comics. Have you ever referred a comic to a club or something like that, and then they don't take the time to actually email and reach out, and then you get yelled at, and you're like, dude, then fuck you. I'm not gonna refer you.
I'm specifically thinking of comics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm specifically, because I like to think of myself as someone who's helping connect people to people that I can. Yeah. Whenever I can connect, I try to connect. Same. I really do. So It's frustrating for me when I've helped people to connect. Mm-hmm. And then, listen, here's the rule of life. This is the rule of life. And my brother did this to me once. And not to disparage my brother, but we had to talk about this. One time I got my brother in touch with a friend who could help him out. Mm-hmm. He sent the email, or I put them together over email. The friend emails my brother, hey, you know, I'm here to help. Let's get this going. 2 weeks go by, the friend emails me and goes, I haven't heard from him. And then my brother goes, well, that wasn't really like what I was looking to do. And I'm like, that doesn't, no. I don't care about your emotional state as it is with this offer. When you get to the job offer, we can make those decisions.
Right.
But now you've made me look bad. And listen, this was years ago. He's good at it now. But like, I had to talk to him and I was like, listen, And then he would get, you know, like, this is, I'm involved intimately. So I think that's something she needs to understand. I'm not saying he's right. I'm just saying understand the bull you're fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
And why he's annoyed. I would be annoyed too if I was like, hey, did you follow up? And they're like, it's been a tough week. Yeah. And I know for a fact that I've spoken to you multiple times. All you have to say is, I fucked up. I'm sending it now.
Yeah, that's it.
Take the loss. That's it. And here's the rule with any email. For anyone looking for jobs, no one fucking answers your first email. It's the second email. It's the third email. It's being pleasantly persistent.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out there looking for shit, hey, Jared, I want to come on your podcast. I look at it and go, I'm going to have to get back to this. And then a week goes by. Hey, I'm just following up on the other. Oh, shit.
That's
you really want to do this.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And pleasantly persistent is a perfect way to put it, because you don't want to be like, you don't want to be a tenacious asshole that's demanding their attention immediately.
Absolutely.
Right. But for that guy to be upset, I mean, I do empathize with that, because I understand what it's like to put a bit of yourself out there for somebody and you have no control over what they do or how they act.
She is not giving enough credit to reaching out to quote unquote Tim.
Yeah.
Because whoever Tim is,
he's a swinging dick, apparently.
Or, and it's someone that might help your boyfriend out at some point.
Right.
And it's a contact, not a friend. Mm-hmm. We don't know how close they are. They're not. He's not in his wedding party.
Yeah.
And we have to assume that everyone is a tangential relationship that they're helping us out with. Mm-hmm. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. FabFitFun. Love this sponsor. Love it this time of year. We're in the dark ages. Oh, okay. Yeah. January, February, March 16th. That's the time of year where shit is
the day
sad.
Before St. Patty's.
St. Patty's, we're back, baby. Put on that hula skirt. We're partying again. It's summertime. But March 16th and below to January 1st, you're going to need a... That's right. You're sitting at home like, what do I do? The sun doesn't come out. I haven't bathed in weeks. You know what you need? FabFitFun.
Hell yeah.
Because you're going to be sitting in the darkness and all of a sudden the delivery man or woman comes to your door. Knock, 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 knock. Here's your FabFitFun box. And it, listen, full-size beauty, lifestyle, and fitness products. They're amazing. And I'll give from personal experience, every time I get the box, I take a wooden stick. And my girlfriend's sitting across the couch, and I nudge the box towards my girlfriend. Okay? I nudge it towards her, and I go... And then all of a sudden, it's like a raccoon. going through it. And she, she's going through it.
Your stick is gnawed to a
knob. Yeah, and the stick is gone. Like the raptor cage. And she goes through that box, and I'm not going to tell you she likes everything, because that would be a lie.
Sure.
But that's the whole point of the box. You don't want, you go to Sephora, you go to all these CVS, wherever you get stuff. We don't think we're good enough for these things. These are a treat. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be something in this box that you're going to use forever. The one thing was she pulled out was this rag. It looked like a rag, but it was a magic makeup remover. And she was like, she literally looked at me. She goes, I would have thrown this away. Like, I never would have bought this.
Right.
I would have never believed that this magic makeup remover removes makeup. She showed me. She goes, look at my eye now. And she did, like, the fucking, you know, she did the commercial. She did the...
Wow.
Like, the
look, made up.
Yeah.
Gone.
And I was, exactly. And it was amazing. And she was like, and she basically gave the ad for FabFitFun. She was like, I never would have bought this. Now that I have it. It's in the rotation.
Right,
we don't think about it, but they have to take that makeup off.
You got to take it off. We don't think about it.
No, we sure don't.
No, when I take off my makeup, I just wipe it with my arm.
Yeah, I barely brush my teeth.
Yeah. So listen, we love FabFitFun. It's a great way to treat yourself without splurging. It's a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. Damn. Use coupon code JTRAIN for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. That's FabFitFun.com. Promo code JTRAIN for $10 off the already incredibly low price of $49.99 of a box of over $200 in value. So get involved with what they are doing. Fizzling out advice.
Ooh.
Related to your recent tweet. So I did tweet this out, and I want to discuss this with you, Mike Cannon. And we're here with Mike Cannon at I Am Mike Cannon on Instagram. He's got a special out right now, Life Begins. You can watch it. I am going to guarantee, put my stamp of approval, Shelby. It's guaranteed laughs. So... I've been love listening to your advice and don't think I've ever felt compelled to write in until I saw your tweet about fizzling out. So before we get into the email, what I've noticed is, okay, so there's ghosting.
Yeah.
What I've noticed is that when someone, there's this thing of like ghosting, like I got ghosted. And it's always when you always hear someone complaining about getting ghosted when they saw that there could have been a future with the person.
Right.
It's ghosting is losing out on like a bet that what they thought it would have maybe.
Yeah,
it's like having a betting slip for you know, I don't know. I'm thinking
it's whoever had the 49ers last night after the third quarter.
Yeah, and they're like, and then the 49ers ghosted me. You know, like. Yeah, it's like, what? Where did he go? But then there's this other group of people that if you ask them what happened with that guy or what happened with that girl, they'll go, it fizzled out.
Right.
To me, what's the difference between fizzled out and ghosting?
Nothing.
Fizzled out is when you were like, I didn't want to fucking date that person anyways.
And it didn't earn the direct breakup. Like the relationship didn't reach the point where I had to sit them down.
But why? But that's ghosting.
Yeah.
So to me, ghosting becomes fizzled out when you don't like them.
Yeah.
It's like, and it's like, how would anyone know?
Right.
You know, like one person could be like, yeah, it fizzled out. And the other person could be like, they ghosted me.
It's all perception.
It's all perception. Yeah. It's all perception of could this partner be for me? I think this is the video we're going to put out because. What is the difference between fizzled out and ghosting?
Yeah.
The difference is the only person, you know who ghosts you? A loved one.
Right.
You know who fizzled out? A business contact.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Uh-huh. That's completely true. So ghosting is when you've established a mutual interest and you've guys
or
have
you thought.
Yeah, or you talked about like relationships or really got in deep conversationally.
Sure.
And then it just abruptly ends.
Yeah.
Fizzling out is like kind of almost a mutual feeling where it's like, well, this we don't share much.
But that's my point, is that like you might think we don't share much.
Yeah.
And I might be like, yeah, it fizzled out.
Right.
You know, Mike and I were just, you know, fucking once a week and that was it.
Yeah.
And then you might go, Jared ghosted me.
We were fucking once a week.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what it is. So that was the whole point of it. Like, it's like, it's hard to get mad at ghosters if you're using the phrase fizzled out as well.
Yeah, of course. Point. It's also, reality is up for debate at this point.
Absolutely.
Right? So you have to understand that we are all really looking out our own windows and experiencing life on an individual basis.
Absolutely.
So you kind of have to put yourself in the shoes of the other person, and it's called empathy.
Yeah. Well, you also have to be unafraid of hearing the reality.
Right.
Hearing the other person's reality. So if you're going, oh, I got ghosted, you have to you can text that person and go, hey, I kind of saw this was moving towards something more serious, so it feels like you ghosted.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it going towards nowhere and you feel like this fizzled out? Like, that's the difference in language.
Yeah.
This person writes in, I've been seeing a guy since Thanksgiving, and over the last few weeks, I've been thinking maybe we weren't a match. We were having sex, but we weren't taking other steps, doing other relationship milestones. So I thought it was fine to stay in our holding pattern until there was a major change either way. I finally realized I wanted to end things with him right before he left town for a wedding last Thursday. Throughout the weekend, neither of us texted the other. I was content to let things, quote unquote, fizzle out until I saw your tweet about how fizzling out is just mutual ghosting. Yeah. Does that mean the right thing to do is to address it? Should I reach out and end it even though this seems to be a mutual thing? If I did that, what's the best way to bring it up? My idea is something like a text saying, hey, do you think we need to talk about what's going on with us? I'm open to if you want to. Half of me thinks there's no harm in following his lead and letting it fizzle. While the other half of me says that I should address it just in case it's not as mutual as I think it is, and it couldn't hurt to get some reps in for starting a hard conversation like this. I appreciate your advice and thoughts. Half the reason I never thought I'd write in this because I've listened for so long. I usually can make decisions based on previous advice. Thanks. Love you.
Long time, first time.
Long time, first time. And I agree with her email because she's going, well, I think this is fizzling, but just what we just said.
Yeah.
Would he see it as a ghost thing? And I like to, you know, here's the other reality is men love to fizzle. Women, you know, want to call a ghost.
Women want a seance. Yeah.
Women, oh, where am I? You know, like, he's got the spirits are coming over me. John keeps texting.
I still smell him on my clothes.
Yeah. So I think what she's saying, though, like, men like a fizzle out because you can always come back to a fizzle out.
Yeah. Just be like, what happened?
We love the vagueness of a fizzle out.
Uh-huh.
So for this guy, where it feels like you guys are both, like, you have to decide, do you want to hook up with him again? I think that's the difference between a fizzle out and a ghost.
But I also, there is equity in what she said, where she's like, is it worth it to get reps? And honestly, yes.
Yeah.
It's like going to a job interview that you have no intention of accepting the position.
Absolutely.
You go because you're like, all right, I want to be put in this position as much as possible. I want to get comfortable with it. Mm. I want to feel what it's like to, you know, talk about myself so personally and sell myself.
Here's the problem with approaching a fizzle out is you go up to them and you go, that person's pretty okay with just hooking up.
Yeah.
So that might be the answer. They might go, nah, you know, I like you. The problem with approaching the fizzle out person is that they're going to come back to you with language that sounds like they want more, but they don't.
Right.
So they're going to come back to you and go, well, no, I really enjoy your time together and I enjoy what we're doing and, you know, I think we should probably do more. And it's like, no. They want to make sure they keep the fucking blowjob in the fridge.
Yeah.
You know, they're just trying to keep that.
There's nothing like a fridge blowjob.
Yeah. All the fat congeals, it tastes better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying that, like, you have to be sure of what you want when you go to the fizzle out person.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting there going, I'm not into it, I don't really want to fucking deal with this person anymore, it's becoming a waste of time, great.
Mm-hmm.
You go to them, you go, hey, I'm feeling like you're feeling the same way I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I feel is that this has run its course, and I'm cool with that. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. I don't want you thinking that, you know, I don't want you thinking that I'm here as someone to, like, you know, as an option anymore. I'm going to move on and try and date other people. No harm, no foul. I think you're a good person. I think I'm a good person.
Yeah.
It's just not the match.
Yeah. Because otherwise, if you don't clarify it, it also can, like, muddy those waters where you're like,
yeah,
oh, I feel like he just wants to use me for a blowjob or something like that. And it's like, that's not intentional sometimes. That's just a miscommunication about what the present tense of your relationship
that
is.
That happens when you put your standards in the other person's hands. That's why I'm saying, hey, decide what you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, hey, I want to fuck every now and again, just text the person, hey, I'm just making sure you know that I'm seeing other people. This doesn't feel like it's going to be the romantic match for a long time, but I want to stay on good terms because I do like hooking up sometimes.
Yeah, the Circle K is open when you want to come visit.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsor people. Noemi. Noemi believes that luxury jewelry doesn't have to be overpriced. They cut out the middlemen to deliver exceptional fine jewelry without the traditional retail markups. So I'm telling everybody right now, Noemi has fantastic products, okay? I went to their website. Take a dance around the website. I'm going to give you some free money, but listen, 18 karat gold. Noemi is the only fine jewelry company offering such incredible quality at a certain price. 18 karat gold for the perfect balance of strength and purity. They got VS Clarity diamonds of uncompromising quality. You can personalize with engravings. But the reality is they took out the middleman, so you can go online and they don't have all the markups that other companies will have.
Nice.
You go to Tiffany's, you're paying for the box.
Yeah.
Noemi is not really that type of company, okay? And if you're buying for yourself, it's a great gift. This is just, they have thousands of 5-star reviews. I would say, to me, this is the same as, like, jewelry-wise, Noemi, and I don't mean to disparage the company because they're sponsoring, but it's like getting the CVS brand versus the name brand. Because Noemi, you know, it's not going to say, you're not going to get the Tiffany's box, but you're going to get the Tiffany's level type of jewelry.
Exactly, yeah. The jewelry is going to be the same. It's what you encase it with.
Exactly.
And then you can just, like, drape it over a teddy bear or something.
Yeah, put a bow on it, make it look like
the old seventh grade Valentine's gift.
the Lexus commercial with a huge bow. If you're looking for quality fine jewelry made to last a lifetime from a luxury brand you can trust, and it is a luxury brand. I'm using that example, but it's luxury. This is real stuff. It's Naomi. They have thousands.
Noemi.
Am I? I got it right.
You said the model's name.
Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
No, Noemi. Noemi. They have thousands of 5-star reviews online. We suggest you read some and see why people are raving about this company. So that's a good way to look at it. Go to HelloNoemi. HelloNoemi.com/JTrain to see collections and get $50 off your first purchase with promo code JTrain. That's HelloNoemi.com/JTrain. HelloNoemi. Shopify.com/JTrain. And don't forget to use promo code JTrain for $50 off your first purchase. Here with Mike Cannon. Let's do one more email. You ready?
Yeah.
One more email.
Okay. I'll give you the choices.
Yeah.
Am I being bought? Boyfriend's friend overstaying is welcome. Only a friend when money is involved. What's going on? Hot DJ on my flight. Do back burners ever result in relationships? Stepping up to bat. Was I wrong? How to get back to the honeymoon phase? That might be a good one. You're married.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, how to get back to the honeymoon. Why not?
Hi, Jared, Shelby, and guest. Insert all the warm fuzzies. Ooh, I like fuzzies. About how much I love the pod, because I do, and I do all the good deeds, like screenshot and share the wealth with all my friends. There we go. Also, I'm waiting for Jared as a guest star on the Bachelor pod. The Bachelor. That's on the schedule. I'll be on the Bachelor podcast.
I want you to be the Bachelor. Does anybody
say
that?
Don't tell my girlfriend. Yeah, my dad said that my girlfriend was in the car once.
Oh, no, I was like, she doesn't listen, does she?
No, yeah, she's listening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But, you're the best. I was like, no, this is, what are you talking about? Yeah, it's, no, I want to be like the after show. I want to be the...
The Chris Hardwick.
The Chris Hardwick.
Without that, the controversy.
I would do anything to be that, to be in that catbird seat. Shelby, I'm obsessed with your Twitter. I've attached a photo for a lookalike. If you could look for it, please be kind. She's gorgeous. Anyways, here's
Sherbert is real funny on Twitter. He's a huge catty twat, but he's very, very funny.
Shelby brings it.
I'm upset a lot.
Yeah, you really are. And also the eye roll emoji that you post, whenever you post it, it hurts more. I don't know what it is.
Just he's got a great eye roll emoji. There she is. Very cute. Okay. Cute. We're all checking out. Let's go. Anyways, here's my question. I love my boyfriend. We live together and have been together for 2 years. I see a long-term future together, but sometimes I wish he was still as verbal about his feelings with me. He's never done anything untrustworthy I know about, and I know he loves me. He's just a man of few words, as he's confirmed himself when I've drunkenly prodded him to be more open about his feelings. My love language is words of affirmation. I hate that about myself. It makes me feel needy. Well, no, you are you. You shouldn't hate that about yourself.
Well, and also you're self-aware. That's a huge perk.
And he's always been a relatively quiet dude. When we first started dating, he was much more verbal and affectionate, and I guess I miss that sometimes. Is there any way to prod him to kind of revert back to pursuing me, quote unquote? Am I being needy? I feel needy and crazy when I want to say something. He doesn't emotionally neglect me by any means, and he certainly fulfills my sexual appetite, LMAO. But I sometimes wish he was vocal about it rather than just showing me help. Also, thanks for all you do, Papa J. So what do you think?
So I have two schools of thought on this. One is I hope she's communicative with him and also saying these things to him, because that type of thing helps the relationship move forward.
Open it up.
Especially the longer you're with somebody, the more you have to talk about this stuff, especially in the moment, because if you let it build, that's how it becomes a fight.
Yeah.
If you talk it out in real time, it's a discussion.
If you're not saying it in real time and then you sneak up with, well, would have been nice if you said you loved me.
I've been feeling like you haven't been saying it for a while, and then you feel like you're under attack.
Yeah, and it also feels like you're like, oh, well, I love you. It's like now I have to, like, now while I'm living my normal life, I have to like remember to do these things, like even when it doesn't feel natural to me.
Yeah.
And I get that. I've had that argument spurred on me where
of course,
I'm like,
same.
And I'm like, and listen, that should help you feel better already. Two men sitting here going, yeah, I've had that said to me.
Mm-hmm. Let me give you a little Mamba mentality is the lead by example, right? So if you want him to be a little more vocal and romantic, why don't you then lead the cause? Maybe, you know, do the same thing. Dress up, do whatever you got to do to, like, you know, kind of reignite that flame. I also, and this is not attached to Jared because I know he has sponsored. This is my personal thought.
Sure.
A nice little Molly date always helps. Okay. If you both take some pure uncut Molly and have a fun time rolling around in bed, I guarantee you're going to talk quite a bit.
So get depressed the next day.
Yeah. Take 5-HTP to make sure that levels off.
So Mike Cannon Mike Cannon's advice is do drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. that'll
it's
help.
More medicine than drugs, well, in my personal opinion, but yeah.
I would agree.
Don't push your politics on us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was Shelby doing the eye roll emoji in real life.
That cut me to the soul.
Well, I mean, there's something to be said for the advice you just gave. Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew I had friends. I'm not giving this advice, but I had friends that would they're married and they would have adult night.
Yeah.
And they would get a hotel room together and they'd be like, we're picking this part on the calendar. This is going to be our lovey-dovey adult night.
Mm-hmm.
And that involved many things. It involved a lot of alcohol. Like, yeah. And they were like, and I'm not saying, like, I'm not, you know, pushing someone, like, do what you do, but, like, what loosens you up?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like, what's the lube on your verbal communication? Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. Maybe for Mr. Cannon, it's a little bit of Molly.
Goddamn right.
For me, you know, a little bit. When I smoke some weed, I start feeling, you know, like, oh, yeah, shit. Yeah. I'm like horny as fuck.
I'm like that way too. People are like, people say they're like, I get way into my head when I'm high and trying to have sex. It's like, no, actually, that's the whole point. Is you want to feel everything.
Oh,
so
my
you're
God.
Way more in tune to the other person when you're sensitive.
Our bodies become one.
Yeah,
just
dude.
Two satin cloths wrapped around each other.
My wife and I went and saw Fish one New Year's Eve. I've never done that before. Didn't like made it a priority not to listen to their music, and then I went to the concert. It was great.
Yeah.
We both took Molly and mushrooms,
mm-hmm.
and like held each other and swayed the entire night. And then later in the evening, we both like kind of confided in each other that we became a tree.
Okay.
At some point, and it was like we both became one tree.
Okay.
Our roots were deeply embedded into Madison Square Garden's
yeah.
foundation, and we grew buds of roses based on our mutual love.
Yeah, and if you didn't know before, you know now. Mike is a big user of natural deodorant. That whole story was just him pushing the word of
no
natural
aluminums, baby. Yeah.
No, but I agree. I'm not like. I'm with you on like do something to lubricate
yeah, it doesn't have to be drugs.
This language
yeah.
like and be proactive like and the thing the problem with these conversations is pride gets in the way. You go, well, then I have to do it because he doesn't want to do it. No, that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
We're on board. It's more just letting someone know like this is the night to do it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think I'm with you. Do you have a celeb lookalike?
I was going to go with Calista Flockhart.
Holy shit, you're right.
Nice. A little less sickly. She looks
no, no,
good.
No. This is a Calista Flockhart.
Healthy.
Healthy Calista yeah. Flockhart. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would totally agree. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mike Cannon, thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me, man. I love the
Always
show.
A pleasure. Everyone needs to do it right now. Go follow Mike at I Am Mike Cannon. The comedy special that's hilarious is called Life Begins. YouTube.com/Mike Cannon Comedy. It's all in his Instagram. I've watched the special. You need to go watch it. You're going to enjoy it. Shelby, thank you for popping on.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I'm Jared Freed. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. A week from today, I'll be in Nashville. A week from that date, I'll be in San Diego. Don't tweet me like, when are you coming to San Diego? As I'm on the flight out of San Diego. Nothing bothers me more. So jaredfreed.com, jaredfreed.com, jaredfreed.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom!